Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Wow, I forgot what to do there for a second. Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the podcast called The Dictionary. We are at the end of page 179. It is the end of the page, so I am legally required to say, please rate and review this podcast, and especially on Apple and wherever else is fine too, if you so like, I guess. Subscribe. Why wouldn't you already be subscribed? What else are the things that I say? You can message me, and I think that's it. We're just going to get real quiet here for a second. Okay, that's good. Yeah, do all those things. Okay, the first word is candy. This is the first form noun from the 15th century. What do you define as candy? People have such different definitions for their own candy. Is it a fruity hard candy? Is it a Snickers bar? You know, that's up to you. You do what you do you. Okay, number one, crystallized sugar formed by boiling down sugar syrup. Sounds good. 2A, a confection made with sugar and often flavoring and filling. Oh, no promises that I won't be drinking water in the middle of this episode. 2B, a piece of such confection. 3, something that is pleasant or appealing in a light or frivolous way, as in visual candy. Who doesn't love some visual candy? Or aural candy? Is that this? Or what's the scent one? Olfactoral candy? Candy is an adjective. It is from, I'm reading. We're only a day away. This is from Old French sucre, which means sugar. I think there was another sugar candy. And then from the Arabic, kandi, which means candied, also kand, which means crystallized sugar. Kand, with a Q, means crystallized sugar. Okay, second form of candy, verb from the 1533, that good old 1533. Transitive is first. 1, to encrust in or coat with sugar, specifically to cook as fruit or fruit peel in a heavy syrup until glazed. 2, to make attractive, synonym is sweeten. 3, to crystallize into sugar. Intransitive says, to become coated or encrusted with sugar crystals, become crystallized into sugar. I read that fast because I need to drink some water. This is real life. You need water. Do it. Drink it. Don't complain. Next is candy floss, noun from 1951. Number one, synonym, no, it is British. Synonym is cotton candy. I don't know why, but I think that's just a funny name, candy floss. But they're not wrong. Have you seen cotton candy made? It's like floss. Number two is usually candy floss, one word. I should have said this is two words. It is British and something attractive but insubstantial. It is candy floss. Ugh, I hate this podcast. It is candy floss. Next is candy striper, two words, noun from 1963. A teenage volunteer worker at a hospital. Why are they called candy stripers? It is from the striped uniform worn, suggesting the stripes on some sticks of candy. So they were made to look like a piece of candy? What candy would this be? Did they get to choose? I don't know. Just, it seems odd that they were made to look like a piece of candy. It's a very weird costume. Once I had a person in a Jelly Belly costume, yes, a giant red jelly bean, racing behind me while riding go-karts in a on a mountain in New Zealand. That was a very weird experience. And we have photos and video, I think. Okay, next is candy tuft, noun from 1629. Any of a genus of plants of the mustard family cultivated for their white, pink, or purple flowers. It is from Candida, which is means Crete, Greek island, that is one of the Greek islands, plus the English word tuft. Why, it's tuft, it looks like a tuft or something. The genus name is Iberis, or Iberis, probably Iberis. Okay, next is the first form of cane, noun from the 14th century, 1A1. A hollow or pithy and usually slender and flexible jointed stem, as of a reed. 1A2, any of various slender, woody stems, especially an elongated flowering or fruiting stem, as of a rose. As of a rose, usually arising directly from the ground. 1B, any of various tall, woody grasses or reeds, as 1B1, any of a genus of coarse grasses, and the genus name is Arundinaria. Arundinaria. Why am I so fascinated by words? I don't know. 1B2, synonym is sugarcane. 1B3, synonym is sorghum. S-O-R-G-H-U-M. Number 2, cane dressed for use as 2A, a cane walking stick. I hope I never need a cane walking stick, but I probably will. It's a very good chance I will. Broadly, the synonym walking stick. 2B, a cane or rod for flogging. Ooh, that would be painful. Yeah. 1C, synonym is rattan. R-A-T-T-A-N. I think that is how you pronounce that word. Especially split rattan for wicker work or basket work. Yes, rattan. 3, a tiny glass rod used in decorative glasswork, as in millefiori and paperweights. Millefiori. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but that's a fun word to say. This is from some stuff. Akkadian kamu, I think that's what it says, which means reed, and the Hebrew kaneh, something like that. You know what? I think it's time for water again. Okay, second form of cane. This is a verb, transitive verb from 1662. 1, to beat with a cane, as in he sat in a professor's chair. He sat in a professor's chair and caned sophomores for blowing spitballs. That is from H.L. Mencken. Well, no, they shouldn't have been blowing spitballs, but that is a real rough punishment. I mean, geez. 2, to weave or furnish with cane, as in cane the seat of a chair. There is that great episode where Ron Swanson, we're talking about Parks and Rec, obviously. Ron Swanson is describing how to make a chair, I think, or maybe re-cane a chair during their overnight fundraiser telethon thing. What a great character. Next is cane brake, noun from 1769, a thicket of cane. Next is caner, noun from 1868, one who canes chairs. Ron Swanson is a caner. Next is canescent. Why did I say it twice-ent? No. Adjective from circa 1828, growing white, whitish, or hoary. H-O-A-R-Y. I believe that is pronounced hoary, but it is not the hoary that some of you may be thinking of. Especially having a fine grayish-white pubescence? Well, now this isn't helping whatsoever. Yeah, I think it's the word pubescence. Why did this go in this direction? Is it me? Is it the words? Anyway, the synonym, as in candescent leaves. So they're getting white, grayish white, and that's that. This is from Canary, which means to be gray or be white. From canis, which means white, hoary. There's that word again. I'm sure it's not as weird as I think it is, but I don't think I've seen that word. There's more at the word hare, H-A-R-E, like the rabbit? Well, I guess they can be a grayish white. Maybe that's related to hare. I don't know. Moving on to cane sugar. Just probably the best plant in the world, really. Noun from 1766. Sugar from sugar cane. It is cane sugar. Ooh, I have a scar because of cane sugar, or I guess more specifically sugar cane. You could get it at the grocery store. You could get like a 10-inch piece of it. And finally, I think my mom let me get one. I was in high school. I was, you know, high school kids probably shouldn't be asking for sugar cane. Whatever. That's me. And I had a new, like, little Swiss Army knife. So I was cutting a piece off for somebody, and the Swiss Army knife slipped or something happened. Maybe I had it backwards. I don't know. I was a dumb kid. And it cut my knuckle, and I got 2 stitches. And that was a good story. Oh, and so it begins. Or no, it probably started almost 2 years ago. Yeah, I tell bad stories. But that's okay. Yeah, so I got two stitches. You're making this worse now. Yep, got 2 stitches. Next is caneware. Noun from 1856. A buff or yellowish stoneware. And this is from its color, caneware. Next is, there's no color in that, those words, though. Next is canicular. Canicular, caniculi, caniculu, canicula, ha, 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 ha. Is it just me? That's what you think of, right? This is an adjective from the 12th century of or relating to the dog days. I thought it said those dog days, and I just thought that the dictionary would never write something like that. Oh, those dog days. Getting me down with my thesaurus friends and rhyming dictionaries. Those dog days. I don't know what that means. Anyway, but this is of or relating to the dog days. But this is from canicular is of the star Sirius, which is a dog. Canicularis from canicula, which is Sirius, diminutive of canis, which is not quite our last word. It's probably in the next episode. It's dog-related, but our last word is also dog-related, I believe. It is canid, or canid, C-A-N-I-D. Noun from circa 1889, any of a family of carnivorous animals that includes the wolves, the jackals, the foxes, coyote, and the domestic dog. Yes, ladies and gentlemen and everybody in between, the domestic dog is a canid. I think I like canid better. The domestic dog is a canid. Who knew? Science. What is happening? This is from the family Canidae. So today we had candy, candy floss, candy striper, candy tuft, cane, cane break, caner, canescent, cane sugar, cane wear, canicular, and canid. Ooh, I am torn between cane sugar. I think the microphone's too close. Cane sugar or candy floss? Can they make candy floss from cane sugar? Is this possible? Why do I like sweet so much? This isn't healthy. This is literally not healthy. It's okay. I'm not that bad. This is a hard one. I think I'm going to pick candy floss as the word of the episode because it is such a great two-word combination. Candy floss. Thank you very much for listening. This is the end of page 179. I don't know. That's about it, right? That's all we got to say. Thank you. Bye.